Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to our brand new segment here on the podcast, Tough Love Thursdays. I am so excited to be diving in every single Thursday with a short tough love truth in just 10 minutes or less that will support you in opening your mind, diving deep, and facing the real truth of what's really holding you back on your sugar freedom journey. I'm recording these live over in my private Facebook group every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can find the link in the show notes below to come and join us live in on the action or tune in here on the podcast every single week. Are you ready to open your mind and look at your life, your habits, and your addictive patterns with food through a brand new lens? Amazing. Then let's do this.
Hello, hello, everyone. Happy Thursday. Welcome back to another Tough Love Thursday here in the community or on the podcast if you're watching the recording. So excited to tune in to another episode. I hope that you are enjoying these. The purpose and goal of these short 10-minute segments, if you're new to this show, is to really help support opening your mind and beginning to see yourself, your relationship with yourself, and thus your relationship with food through a different lens. Dropping little quick short nuggets for all of you here on these Tough Love Truth Days every Thursday. And today is a doozy. Today is something that I talk a lot about inside all of my programs and deeply love supporting women, my clients, into this journey. Now, what it is, as you can maybe guess from the title, is the tough truth that at some point in your early childhood, you began losing your authentic self. And if you're like any of the women that I know or work with, right now, you may not even know who you truly are. You may be disconnected from your authentic self, your truth, your authenticity, your bright, shining light that was gifted to you when you were born onto this planet. And this is a big problem. This is a massive piece of why we are reaching for food and sugar to fill this void of disconnection that most of us have developed living in the society that we live in the westernized world, whether you're in Australia or Europe or the US or Canada. This is a aspect that actually shows up in every culture, in every country. And as Gabor Mate talks about, what I'm talking about here is the truth that our society has shaped us in a way in early childhood where we were forced, not consciously, but subconsciously, to choose between being our authentic self, as we see children so beautifully being their authentic essence, their loud, full, taking up space, playing, laughing, crying, being a full expression of a human. That at some point in our lives got threatened against the need for attunement and attachment. And what I mean by that is in order to get the love and acceptance and sense of belonging, also known as attunement and attachment, with our caregivers, the people that were meant to keep us alive, in order to please them, to make them like us, to feel that we were safe, we were going to be cared for, we began ignoring our authentic selves, or better said, maybe learning to hide those parts of ourselves that were not acceptable. And for each of us, the parts are different that are shut down. And that may be your expression of emotions. Maybe in your household, your emotions were not okay. Or it was the way that you had to sit still. You had to be quiet. You know, this is a big part of how our school system contributes to this trauma in all of us, is it teaches us to behave in a way that may not be an authentic expression to a child, right? To have to ask to go to the bathroom, to have to follow rules, to have to sit still, no talk, be quiet. These sorts of pieces that we learn to do, either we're punished if we don't do them, or emotionally and energetically, we feel our caregivers pull away if we're not following the quote unquote rules, or we're not being a good girl. So we then begin to find ways to fit in and to get that love and attachment that we needed from our caregivers. And this is that conundrum between like the choice between being our authentic self and getting the love and attention that we need for survival. And all of this is happening subconsciously. And this is usually happening within the first 7 years of your life. You're not aware that you're thinking this way or making this choice. It just happens out of a basic survival need. That drive for attunement and attachment to make sure that the people who are caring for you keep feeding you and you stay alive becomes more important than your self-expression. And how this has now transpired is we have a world riddled with people who have no clue who they are. And I'm speaking from personal experience with this, and of course, working with hundreds of women over the last 8 years and seeing how deeply disconnected we are from our essence, from our light, from our joy, from our playfulness, from our silliness, from our quietness, our shyness, you know, whatever it is for you that was actually authentic. And many of us don't even know what authentic even feels like or looks like, because society has put so many conditions on how we should behave, right? You should be extroverted. Therefore, maybe you think you actually are extroverted. I know, for example, in my own healing journey, I drastically noticed how much more introverted I actually am, and more of a 50-50 split versus my whole life, I really resonated with being an extrovert type A personality. And the more authentic I get with myself, the more I realize, wow, I actually do need time to rest. I actually do need to slow down. I actually do like time by myself without others. So what does that look like for you, right? There's no one path, but just to remind all of you in this short segment that this is a really important part of the work as you heal your relationship with food, as you ultimately heal your relationship with yourself, is first of all, knowing who you actually are. Because how can you actually love yourself, want to nourish yourself in the right way, if you don't know who you are at your core and you don't have a connection with that higher self, authentic self? This is the work, ladies. This is a big part of it. And I absolutely love supporting my clients in opening up to this. You know, what does a full expression look like? What does it mean to take up space? What does it look like to actually like really allow myself to be me in a space that I'm not judged, I'm not shamed, I'm not guilted, and I'm actually embraced with love for my uniqueness. We're all so unique, and that's fantastic. And I know it sounds cliche because we've heard it before, but it's so deeply important to begin bringing back our uniqueness and bringing back our quirks, our weirdness, our silliness, all the pieces of us that make us who we are. And this is why this is a really big part of the process that I go through in my emotional empowerment program with my clients. And I'm so excited. I'm going to be a little teaser for all of you, opening up registration for the next 8-week emotional empowerment program in May. And I will actually be launching early bird registration for everybody who's on the wait list in just a couple of weeks. So if you want to know more about that and you want some support to not only uncover and heal the root causes of your addictive patterns with sugar, but really begin diving into uncovering in a safe space and beginning to play with who am I actually? Who is my authentic self? How do I connect to her? How do I listen to her? What does her voice sound like? How does she move? All these pieces we're going to be playing with together as we peel back the layers of societal conditioning and tune back into our emotions, tune back into our bodies, tune back into our true essence. We're doing this in the Emotional Empowerment Program. I love this program so much, and I'm so excited to be hosting another round this spring. So again, if you are curious at all, you definitely want to come and get on the wait list because you will get early access and some crazy bonuses. And of course, all the information first before I open to the public in May. So my little gift to all of you, I'll make sure that the link is above this video and in the comments below. And of course, in the show notes, if you're listening on the podcast, but there you have it. another Tough Love Thursday. I would love to hear your thoughts, of course. Is this something that you struggle with? If you're watching this here in our private Facebook group, drop a comment below. Let me know if being your authentic self is something that you struggle with. Is this something that is foreign to you or confusing or like you don't even know where to start? Let's keep the conversation going in the chat and we'll see you all on the same time, same place next week.